The gospel reading today is our Lord gives to St. Peter the authority that he has to be the Pope, as we would understand that today. He also tells him that he is going to build his church on that rock, which is the name that he gave him, Petrus. Peter, Petra in Greek, is the word for rock. Jesus actually called him Petros in Greek, and that's because it's a masculine noun. Petra would be a feminine noun, so you wouldn't call, except these goofy days when we're doing all these foolish things, but you don't call a boy by a girl's name. And so he called him Petros. And there are people who've made a big issue out of this because there is actually a Greek word, Petros, and that is a little stone, a pebble. And they say, oh, see, Jesus was cutting him down and saying, see, I'm the rock and you're just a pebble. Well, God took care of all of that. So you look in the first chapter of St. John's Gospel and he tells us exactly what it is, because he said Jesus changed his name to Kephas, which is the Aramaic word for rock. And Kephas, then St. John tells us, is rendered into Greek as Petros. Obviously, that would be, looking at it from a language perspective, that would be wrong, because Kephas is rendered into Greek as Petra. But St. John tells us that no, Peter is called the rock, and it is in a masculine form. So it takes that away. Jesus told us, however, that if we're going to build a house, we need to build it on the rock. Can't build it on sand. He himself is the rock. Remember, in the Old Testament, the only person who is ever called a rock in the Old Testament is God himself. And so in changing Peter's name to Peter, he is giving Peter a share in the work of God, just as God had given that to David early on, 1,000 years before that happened. So now he does the same with Peter. We know at the end of St. John's Gospel, Peter, do you love me? Feed my lambs and tend my sheep and so on. So in other words, he's making Peter a shepherd. St. Peter talks about that in the first reading. He's a presbyter, which is the word that means an elder. It's from the word from which we get our English word priest, by the way. And so he's an elder, but he's also a shepherd. He's talking to the other shepherds. So God is the shepherd. Psalm 23 makes that very clear. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. And God is the rock. And God is the king. That's the reality. Jesus is the rock. He's the good shepherd. And he is the King of Kings. And so what does he do with St. Peter? Makes him a rock, makes him a shepherd, and he makes him the prime minister. That's what the symbol of the keys represents. The keys was the symbol of the prime minister. So he is the first among all those in the kingdom. The task of the prime minister was to run the day-to-day life of the kingdom. The king had all of his things that he had to do. So the prime minister took care of the practicalities of the kingdom. And so that's exactly what our Lord has given to St. Peter and to his successors. So he is the rock then on which the church is founded. Jesus is the rock. So obviously Peter has to be founded on Jesus before anything else can happen. St. Paul reminds us that there is no other foundation. So the church is founded on the rock of Christ and the apostles. So we have all of these things that are there. And what is most important then is what comes next. And Jesus says the gates of hell will not prevail against it because it's founded on the rock. St. Luke's Gospel, remember when the winds blow and the rains come, the house fell down because it wasn't on the rock. It wasn't built on rock. It was built on sand. But the house that was built on the rock, yeah, the winds came and rains came and the house remained. So you look over the history of the church, it's been pretty rocky There have been quite a few storms. The church still stands. Right now, looks a little bit storm-battered. Maybe when this storm is over, we're going to have to put on some new shingles and put some paint on the house. But it doesn't matter. The house is still there. It's not going to fall because it is founded on rock. It is the Lord. It is St. Peter. And that's where the church is secure. And that's what we always have to be looking to. With all the foolishness that's going on right now in the church, and everybody thinking, oh, the church can change this and the church can change that. I mean, for heaven's sake, if you read the German bishop's website, you'd have no clue that you were talking about anything that was Catholic. It's so ridiculous. They don't want to be Catholic, and they've made that very clear that they don't want to be Catholic. And they are trying to convince everybody that all of these doctrines are going to change. They can't. The truth is the truth. The same truth that was the truth 2,000 years ago is the same truth today. That cannot change. So they want to change all kinds of things. All we need to do is look to the rock. The church can't shake. The church can't fall. The devil is going to try everything he can. If you look at it in the likes of the fairy tale of the three little pigs, the devil's not going to have any problem blowing down the sticks and blowing down the straw. But when it comes to the house that's built on rock, he can't blow it down. He's going to do everything in his power, and he's going to fail. Our task is to do what the fairy tale tells us to do. Get inside and stay there. Don't be stupid. Because if we're not built on the rock, we're going to get blown away. The winds are going to come and the rains are going to come. They're coming. The storm is brewing. We need to get inside and we just need to stay inside. Because we know who built this place. And we know who it's built upon. So we have nothing to fear. Yeah, the storm's going to be pretty violent. It doesn't matter. The church isn't going anywhere. It's going to remain. That's a guarantee. So just stay where you belong. Stay in the church. Remain rooted there. Because the rock isn't going to break and the church isn't going to fall. So no matter what happens, no matter how much the devil tries, he's going to fail. Jesus called him a liar from the beginning and called him a murderer from the beginning. He's a loser from the beginning. And he's going to lose again. And you and I may have the privilege of being able to watch as a human woman crushes his vile and disgusting head. So just stay with Our Lady, and she's going to keep you with her son. And her son is the rock upon which the church is built. As long as we stay right there, firmly rooted, we have nothing at all to fear. So let the winds blow and let the rains come. We're going to be safe. We're going to be secure as long as we remain in the church.